You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The University Neighborhood Association presents the second annual Picnic in the Park and Skate Jam at UBC Skate Park this Friday, July 8th from 3 to 7 p.m. Food, refreshments, skateboarding games, prizes, and mystery guests. Plus, entry includes a healthy serving of concrete. The UNA Picnic in the Park and Skate Jam this July 8th. Brought to you by Skull Skates.
The second annual Vancouver
Taco Fest
will be held at beautiful outdoor Swan Guard Stadium this year. Taco. Expect multiple taco and food vendors, the Ring of Fire taco eating contest, a gigantic taco piñata filled with swag, wag, and prizes, along with performances by the Jolts, Mendoza, the Pretties,
Frank Love, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, La Chinga, Obscene Being, The Godspot, The Brass Action, and Did You Darn.
Plus many more. Pre-sale tickets are $15 online and in person at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu. Admission at door is $20 this July 16th. All ages are welcome. Plus, kids and seniors get in free.
Hello, hello. You are listening to A Face for Radio. My name is Eric Coates, and we are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia, the CITR studio in the AMS Nest, also known as the new sub to the few people remaining who are around for the old sub. Yeah, soon enough, no one is going to call it the new sub. It's just going to be the Nest because the old generation will be gone. All right, everybody doing good? I hope so. We have a good show. We have a lot of different tunes. A variety of sounds, and we're going to start off with some music that is what one might call traditional American folk music, finger-picking guitar, and go from a couple classics to a couple more modern takes on it that are now classics in their own right. So let's play those, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to start off with the song West Coast Blues by Blind Blake, the ragtime blues guitar legend. And we're going to play it because we're on the West Coast, and sometimes you get the blues here, even if it's beautiful. Enjoy.
I'm gonna make you feel good.
good. I know it's good. Yeah, it's good. I mean it's good. I'm going to try to satisfy you if I can.
Life I'm living is very high. come down to the lonely garden with me. Up the hill, the secret hill. So hail to the homecoming. I have returned through so many heartaches, so many tears. But it's hail to the homecoming. I have returned through so many highways and so many tears.
Hail to the homecoming. God, come with me, and you will see. Come early, you've got crosses to rush you down. Up the hill, the secret hill. Hail to the homecoming, I have returned. Truck stops and highways, so many tears. What if I didn't change? I just had to work. What if I didn't change? I just had to work. Do you still want me?
All right, we just did a little trip through American roots music and multiple variations, going from Blind Blake up to the Gun Club. So we started off with the song West Coast Blues by Blind Blake. You can find it on his album Ragtime Blues Guitar, or a compilation album of his. And then we listened to Elizabeth Cotton with the song Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie, off of her album Freight Train and Other North Carolina Folk Songs and Tunes. Then we listened to The Band, the great Canadian American roots rock outfit, with the song Ophelia, off of their album Northern Lights, Southern Cross. And we closed it off with The Gun Club and the song Carry Home, off of the album The Blood Done Signed My Name. And that was a bit of a mistake here, I'll be honest. I'm not going to lie to you folks at home. We've been together too long. We've been through too much together for me to do that to you. I wanted to play the version off of Miami, which is the Gun Club's second album, which is a terrific album. Carry Home is the first song. And I wanted to play it off of that album, but unfortunately I got a little confused, assumed that what we had here was I got mixed up with the versions. So I apologize. Either way, we got a live version, I think, which was pretty cool. It just didn't meld as properly with the band as I wanted to, which is okay, because the Gun Club was one of the first bands to come out of the punk rock scene. They're from LA, and really delve into blues and bluegrass and country music, and use that to influence and have that influence their sound. So they were one of the first big important bands. Well, they never got that big, but one of the first bands that were very influential to meld American roots music with punk rock. And the lead singer, Jeffrey Lee Pierce, is a punk rock legend. And they also had Kid Congo Powers played in the band for a while. Really great band out of Los Angeles. And for better or for worse, Psychobilly and Cowpunk would be very different without them. So anyways, how did that all start? How do we get there? Well, to be honest, I don't know who came first, but we played to kick off the show Blind Blake, who was born Arthur Blake. He was blind and he played the guitar, and he had very interesting finger picking patterns, and wrote, I think, and recorded something like 180 songs in the early 20th century, all, you know, early wax or vinyl recordings. I think it was still wax back then. And yeah, he influenced a lot of blues musicians going forward, although, and then of course rock and roll, but his sound was more, it was blues, but it was very jazz influenced, as the album title says, ragtime blues guitar. So he's playing that ragtime music that came out of the South, of New Orleans in particular. So you have that one stream of music, you know, of blues, early blues and jazz music coming from the South with Blind Blake, or the Deep South in New Orleans. And then we played Elizabeth Cotton, and she was, I can't remember the town she's from in North Carolina. It's from the same town as James Taylor. Her and James Taylor from the same place. But Elizabeth Cotton recorded and wrote a bunch of North Carolina folk songs. So it was a little bit different, a little bit more Appalachian music. Again, very important finger picking. And she influenced a lot of folk musicians going forward. And I only heard about Blind Blake because I saw somehow on the internet a lesson for how to play ragtime blues guitar, and I was like, oh, that sounds cool. So I started watching it, and I really liked the sound of it, so I listened to it a bit more and thoroughly enjoyed it. And Elizabeth Cotton sort of came to me a variety of ways. I think I was listening to John Fahey, and YouTube recommended this album, Freight Train and Other North Carolina Folk Songs and Tunes. And then this guy, Iceberg Ferg, who's from Victoria and now based in Vancouver, covered a couple of her songs on his new album. So again, she popped up. And then I don't really like James Taylor, but for some reason I listened to an interview with him, and he said that Elizabeth Cotton was one of his main influences. So I'd listened to this album probably 6 months to a year ago and really liked it, but I completely forgot her name. Had no idea who it was I listened to. And then I was like, you know what, I'll listen to Elizabeth Cotton again. So I did. And I was like, oh, I remember that album cover. this is really cool. Great. And it's interesting because these are sort of two streams of American folk music and roots music. And it's really what they're playing on their left hand on the guitar isn't that complicated. It's pretty standard chords for the most part, or scales. But their right hand, well, I guess, you know, it's the opposite if you're left-handed. So whichever hand you use to pick is much more complicated. They have very intricate finger-picking patterns. I have to assume that, you know, influence maybe by the banjo, or influence the banjo, I don't know. But a lot of folk music that came out in the 60s was, you know, finger-picking was heavy-duty. And it came from this sort of stuff. And I've been listening to a lot of Brazilian music. And Bossa Nova, for example, I thought it was very interesting that it is very different. As in, the hand that is on the fretboard plays ridiculous jazz chords, you know, major sevenths with a ninth, and just all of these things that are completely bizarre chords. But the picking hand is very simple, and just like, and it somehow got inverted, or it's inverted here in North America, where the finger picking hand is very complicated and the fret isn't. So sort of how toilets flush, I think, clockwise here in the Northern Hemisphere and counterclockwise in the Southern Hemisphere. There is a little bit of an inversion with the hand that is doing all the work with, you know, traditional folk music that's guitar-based. Or not even traditional, but just guitar-based music in North and South America. Or in the U.S. and Brazil, to be precise, because there's a lot of different folk music in those two continents. Anyways, so from there, we decided to play the band with the song Ophelia, because the band is great and they really sort of turned folk music on its head. There were a lot of folk groups playing, but I think their first album is absolutely ludicrous. It's one of the weirdest, most experimental albums there, and it's all playing with different types of roots music from the U.S. and Canada. And from there, they sort of honed it on their second album to a really, you know, anthemic, tight pop and rock, you know, folk-tinged, roots-tinged tunes. And then I decided to go with an album, I think it's their fifth album, Northern Lights, Southern Cross, with the song Ophelia, because it's just great. Great tune, incorporating, again, different styles. And then, as we said, finally went with the Gun Club to close it off, because they played they made it punk rock. So there's a little trip through folk and roots music and what I have been listening to. Now we're going to change it up completely, play some new music. First off, we're going to play a band from Halifax called Heaven for Real. The song is Subliminal, the first single off of their upcoming album on Mint Records. They're going to be playing a show here next Saturday. Stay tuned for that. And then we've got a little bit more. So enjoy. Thank you.
The grass is turning brown. Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 9th from 11 a.m. through 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th for over 50 great bands, including Hannah Georges, White Poppy, Hot Panda, Moo, Woolworm, Mesa Luna, and many more. I can't play this game. The best of Vancouver's food carts and vendors, activities for kids, beer gardens. All this and more will highlight your day. This Saturday, July 9th, brought to you with love from the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
All right, we are back. The show is, of course, A Face Radio, and I am your host, Eric Coates. Chatting a lot today, talking a lot. I've decided to take a different approach today and just spend longer chunks talking and longer chunks of music. So what was that last chunk of music? We switched from roots to some contemporary indie rock. We listened to Heaven for Real with the song Subliminal, band from Halifax, newly signed to Mint Records, a mint signing, one might say. Then we listened to the band Brenda's Friend from Bloomington, Indiana. It's just the things when you're looking around the internet trying to find music, you come across these things, and I think it's two girls in the band, and I think they play all the songs, they write all the music. Yes, two ladies, and this is their, I believe, second album. And yeah, who knew Bloomington, Indiana? Apparently, there's a good university there. Maybe that's where these two came from. But that was a cool song. So whoever said nothing came out of Indiana besides Michael Jackson and Larry Bird. All right, then we closed it off with a Vancouver band called Twin River. Their new album is called Passing Shade, and we played the song Antony for you. All right, now we're going to go into a very, very strange collection of songs. Well, it's not that strange. They're just all a little bit off kilter. Before you get to tune in to Rock from Russia, which is coming up next here on CITR 101.9 FM. So we're starting it off with Toronto art punk band Weaves with the song Tick off of their self-titled album that just came out. Then we're gonna play a song by a Brazilian band called Bom Dia do Rolê, and the song is called Kanye. It's off their album Tropical Bacanal, which came out about 5 years ago and was produced by Diplo. They're a band that is just very fun. They don't take themselves too seriously, and I think I chose this song because it's called Kanye, and the entire song is basically the singer, or one of the singers, repeating about how he wants to have sex with Kanye West. And, you know, Kanye just newly signed a deal with Adidas to produce Yeezys, so maybe he isn't $53 million, or he won't be $53 million in debt anymore. So to celebrate that, I thought I'd play a Brazilian song that plays traditional forró music, which is from the northeast of Brazil, which comes from the word for all, except they couldn't say it, so, or, you know, with an accent, it became Faha, because of all the people came there. They just said, this music is Faha for all. And they sort of put an electro spin on it and asked Kanye to come make love. And speaking of people putting spins on music, we're going to close it off with the song Daisy Temple by Serge Gainsbourg, the French mastermind, a musical genius, who is, and that's all you need to say. So the song is Daisy Temple by Serge Gainsbourg off his album Aux Armes, etc., which is his reggae album. Came out in 79, and it's famous for the song Aux Armes, etc., or, Two Arms and Etc., which is the title track, was a reggae version of La Marseillaise, the French national anthem, which caused a lot of havoc when it was released. But he was basically saying that this is what the nation has become. On the one hand, we are no longer just, you know, the French people descending from the Gauls, you know, the Asterixes and Obelixes. We're a multicultural nation. You know, our music comes from everywhere. So that's part of what he was saying with the music. And it was also critique of basically the government's, you know, it's just Two Arms and Etc., you know, spoofing nationalism, militarism, and so on. So Serge, who is a great musician who can put out a classical rock album, put out reggae, and do it all wonderfully. So we close it off with him. We're kicking it off with Weave's Tick, then Bonjour de Hole, Kanye with Song Kanye, and closing it off with Daisy Temple by Serge Gainsbourg. I hope that you enjoy. And here we go. That's it for this week. Rocky from Russia is up next. I hope you had a good show. It flew by for me. And I'll see you next week. Enjoy. Just
você. Esse menino americano, jeito gringo, chega aqui, me fio, pinto e me enche de prazer. Não economizo nenhum real com nele aí, até vendo meu xixi na internet pra te ver.
Les papous, où as-tu